1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There are concerns about the safety of private U.S. citizens remaining in Sudan after the dramatic special ops rescue of American diplomats from the embassy in Khartoum over the weekend. Republican Senator Chris Coons tells CBS's Face the Nation.
As for right now, an evacuation through some overland convoy is the most likely path out for folks who work for the U.N. in the World Food Program, for example, who serve other countries in Khartoum and around the country, and for those remaining U.S. nationals who may wish to leave.
At least 400 people have died in fierce fighting between the country's military government and rival paramilitary forces. A couple of teenagers near Fort Lauderdale say they were shot at when they made a turn into a wrong driveway while they were trying to make a late-night Instacart delivery.
We could have been dead. Like, our window is down and they're shooting.
No, it's not good to be trigger-happy when you have a gun.
I understand we're on their property, but that's just not how you go about things.
The gunman says he was afraid for his children's safety. The couple denies they ran over his foot. A prosecutor says he wants the Davie Police Department to turn over its reports after it closed the case without consulting the state attorney's office. Police in East Texas are asking witnesses to come forward after 9 teenagers were shot during a house party. KFDM-TV's Angel San Juan from Jasper County.
Although the shooting happened after the Jasper prom, authorities say there were no incidents at the prom itself. And the sheriff says there were kids from outside Jasper County at the party. Still, the superintendent here at Jasper ISD says there will be an increased presence of law enforcement this week, as well as counselors on hand for students who might need them.
None of the injuries was life-threatening. Jury selection begins today in Pittsburgh in the trial of a truck driver accused of shooting 11 Jewish worshipers to death at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018 in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. An animatronic fire-breathing dragon burst into flames at Disneyland over the weekend.
Poor dragon. Didn't make it.
Mickey's powers were too strong. This is crazy.
Visitors say the phantasmic show on Tom Sawyer Island came to an immediate stop. No injuries reported. And a longtime TV dance competition judge has died. His agent says Dancing with the Stars' Len Goodman was 78. Goodman called it like he saw it for 15 years.
The rumba is romance. This was like, go on, I'll knock your bloody head off.
Goodman retired in November. No cause of death given. Dow futures down 78. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that, Flo?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies today with a chance for mixed precipitation changing to all rain. High temperatures reach up to 44. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times again. Tonight, lows level off around 32. Mainly cloudy skies.
Stop surfing 40. The dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense from the shores of Lake Wissota. It's another beautiful day up north. It's Monday, April 24th. Bundle up for the bus stop or the commute to work. It is 30 degrees in Chippewa Falls on April 24th. It's 29 in Wausau, 31 in Amory. Waukesha is checking in at 27 in Green Bay. Oshkosh, 32. Richland Center, 25. Wisconsin Rapids, 24 degrees right now. And in Madison, where you would find one Aaron Zommers, it is, that was the wrong button to push, wasn't it?
Now I'm tiny. Oh, no, there we are.
So, I was going to say, sorry, we're playing with the video feed that you see on Facebook here, and suddenly we got an extreme close-up here, and nobody needs to see me and Aaron that close this early in the morning. Coming up this morning, we will have a little Wisconsin Sense about respecting democracy when it comes to matters of policy and government. It comes first. Ahead of any individual or political party wants or needs, but too many politicians are getting really comfortable with trampling on democratic norms when it suits them. We'll have details on that. Also, Wisconsin is likely to have a tougher time attracting and retaining good doctors because of its 1849 abortion ban. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will look at new statistics that go into her Told You So file. And there, what else do we have? Oh, it's Motherhood Monday. When our friends from Motherhood from Good will join us to tell all the busy moms how important it is to stay on top of current events and keep your local officials honest. This time they discuss the urgency of telling politicians in Congress and the legislature to stop blocking common sense gun safety measures that have overwhelming public support. Plus, Terry Bell will have the three things you should know to start the week. Terry and Aaron and I, we're joined by Luke Mathers and Todd Alba at the Brewers game on Friday night, which I thought went very well, except for the outcome of the game.
Yeah, besides that, it was a great time. And I definitely have
other
to
than
say,
that, Mrs. Lincoln, how'd you like the play, right?
Yeah, definitely. But as far as that goes, for those of you who might be trying to win some Brewers tickets, we don't have any to give away right now. But next time we do, you definitely should call in because they were really good seats.
Holy cow, that was a nice surprise. And look, there are a lot of good seats all around American Family Field, but these babies are club level, meaning you go to the escalator, and it's one of those where you think you might see St. Peter at the top of it. It takes you way up to the club level, which is kind of a private entrance area with a, you know, instead of, you know, a big old hallway, it's, you know, kind of carpeted corridors with, you know, a lounge and a bar area. There's a dessert cart going around. And so these aren't the luxury suites, but these are the seats that are right below them. Row two. We did all right there, Aaron.
Oh, definitely. And right behind home plate.
Yep. Just to the left of home plate. And, you know, we did all right. And I think most importantly, Mr. Mathers didn't get us kicked out. Because he's a spirited fan. I have to say. With when we met him, he had a 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon tucked under one arm, and he was ready for some instant tailgating.
Oh, yeah. If any of us had been willing to shotgun a beer, I imagine he would have downed a few more before going in.
He's really good at it. Oh, to be that young again. But keep in mind that while we don't have tickets right now to give away, there is a Brewers homestand going on. We'll talk more about the game in a couple of minutes. But just remember, you can hear the Brewers over on our Oshkosh radio station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM throughout the Fox Valley. You can also catch the Brewers on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. That's at 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. And when we give those tickets away here on Up North News Radio, we make them ridiculously easy because we want you to take the tickets. And now that we've seen where the seats are, you are really going to want to get these tickets. So keep that much in mind. Let's see. We had one overnight development that's worth mentioning, although I have to admit I have never watched the show Dancing with the Stars. How about you, Aaron?
I used to. Like when it was new, the first few seasons, my family watched it.
Okay. Well, Len Goodman, the long-serving judge on Dancing with the Stars, passed away overnight. Yep, his agent said he was 78 years old. And let's see, I guess he'd been fighting bone cancer and was in hospice. But where he was a former professional ballroom dancer and a British champion. And before Dancing with the Stars, as so many things in American TV, it's a ripoff of something that, you know, Great Britain did first. And in the UK, they had a show called Strictly Come Dancing. For 12 years, Len Goodman was on there from its launch in 2004. And the story from the Associated Press says that Goodman's pithy observations delivered in a Cockney accent endeared him to viewers. "You floated across that floor like butter on a crumpet," he remarked after one foxtrot. He praised a salsa dancing couple as like two sizzling sausages on a barbecue. So I guess he was a little colorful that way.
Oh, definitely. He was like all the judges were great on that show.
Mm-hmm. Well, he struck me from what all these little clips I see as just a nice person. Now, again, you never know people in real life, but he sure seems to be thought of as a really nice person who's going to be missed.
He definitely seemed like it. Like sometimes judges on shows can seem really cocky, but he seemed very nice.
Yeah, no Simon Cowell here. Len Goodman passing away at the age of 78. We will take a break. When we come back, we will get into sports here. Forecast. We'll talk more about that cold weather that's sitting over Wisconsin right now. Headlines and much more all on the way for Up North News Radio on a Monday.
Want instant respect when you tell people what you do for a living? Want to turn heads for the project you helped build? Want a thrilling career? Want to make some big bucks? Be a cowboy in the sky. You'll get the best wages in the business, full family insurance, and two retirement plans on top of those great paychecks. There's more. Be proud and happy to go to work again. Contact Ironworkers Local 8 at 414-476-9372. 414-476-9372. Or visit IWL8.org.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 48. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows around 36. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Highs level off around 46. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
MDX.
Hey, whether it's up early with me on the radio, uplifting stories with Christina Lori in our newsletter, or being up to date on social media news and features with Sherita Booker, you can catch all of our work at Up North News WI on social media, and upnorthnewswi.com is the website for all things Up North News, a separate entity from Courier Newsroom that is nice enough to let us park on their front lawn for 2 hours every weekday morning. Nice to have you along. Coming up tomorrow on the program, I'm here in Chippewa Falls, and I'm going to be talking to a Chippewa Falls teacher, but not just any teacher, one who has written a couple of history books, and his newest one is out, and it's called World War II Hero Harry Kramer. And it's all about a young man who was one of the first casualties of World War II for the U.S. He was in Pearl Harbor, born and raised in Chippewa Falls, didn't have any direct family, you know, didn't marry, didn't have kids. So after his parents and siblings were gone, his life essentially wasn't really known or shared by anybody else anymore. In fact, a plaque that noted his passing that they hung up in the Chippewa Falls High School shortly after Pearl Harbor, that had been taken off the wall and, you know, put in a room in storage someplace. Well, John Kinville, this teacher, along with others as part of the Flags for the Fallen project, found a box of letters that he had written to and from family and friends as he was stationed in Pearl Harbor and on a battleship. And from that, reconstructed and tells the story in this book of one young Wisconsin man's life and what it was like in those days before Pearl Harbor. So John Kinville will talk to us about that. On Thursday, we will have Senator Tammy Baldwin on the program. You might recall hearing about the CHIPS Act last year. That is where the U.S. is essentially kickstarting the manufacturing of semiconductors and trying not to rely on other countries for some very vital pieces of our information technology infrastructure. Well, there are going to be big manufacturing plants located around the country to work on these semiconductors. While Wisconsin is not getting one of the manufacturing plants, there will be these regional technology hubs created around the country to, again, help create the next generation of what I would call tiny technology. And Senator Baldwin is going to talk about the effort there to have one of those hubs located here in Wisconsin. In sports, the Brewers lost to the Red Sox 12-5. I will, I suppose, take the blame for a couple of these things. I went to the game Friday in which they lost. And then on Sunday, I didn't turn on the game until the start of the eighth inning. And at that point, the Brewers were up 4-3 heading into the top of the eighth. And then the Red Sox scored 9 runs in the eighth inning. Masataka Yoshida homered twice in the inning. He became the fourth rookie in Major League history to hit 2 home runs in one inning, and the first to do it since 1962. Brian Anderson did have 2 home runs for the Brewers in that losing cause. The Detroit Tigers are now coming to town. They will be here tonight and tomorrow night at 6:40, and then Wednesday at 12:40. Let's see, and then they'll have Thursday off before the Anaheim Angels come to town for three.
Join Dr. Tracy Kreider at Family Natural Foods on Tuesday, April 25th from 5 to 6 as she discusses digestive health, gut immunity, and what you can do to improve your overall health. Mark your calendar for April 25th from 5 to 6 at Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Owning livestock can be a tricky business at times. The insurance team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services understands, which is why we work with ranchers every day to help mitigate risk. So whether you're looking for protection against price declines or loss of gross margin, Ag Country can help you. Livestock revenue protection is available for cattle, dairy, and swine. Learn more about your options by contacting your local Ag Country office.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Not just the current, but also the ground that you're on or driving on. If you can't see it and you don't know what's been washed away, don't go on it. Please, we want everybody to stay safe. And we will get a full update on the statewide forecast from Weatherology coming up in about an hour. Now to some headlines around the country. You can choose, if you wish, to react to them. You can vent a little about them. You can tell me some of these stories are no big deal, though I think I might disagree with you, but it's totally your call. And you can make that call at 844-967-2789 or 715-388-7155. And if you're watching the live feed on Facebook, either at the Up North News Facebook page, the Civic Media Facebook page, or the page for Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, you can leave a comment there. And if we see it and like it, we'll put that up on screen as well. And our email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Well, first, a headline from the New York Times, I think, says it pretty well. After abortion rights supporters swept six ballot measures last year, Republican legislatures around the country are looking to make it harder to get on the ballot and harder to win if there's a vote. And the poster child for this most recently is from Ohio. In Ohio, there will likely be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November that would block Republicans in the future from banning abortion before viability, which is about 24 weeks of pregnancy. So essentially, that would establish at the state level what Roe v. Wade had nationwide for five decades. And given public opinion polling, the measure would probably have majority support to pass. So are Republicans in Ohio planning to respect the majority of voters this November? You already know the answer. I wouldn't be bringing this up. The answer is no. They are racing to put up a ballot measure in August that would say, going forward, constitutional amendments need a 60% vote to pass. And of course, their amendment would only need a simple majority to pass, and then it would change the rules for every constitutional amendment proposal that follows. The Times quotes Kelly Hall, the executive director of the Fairness Project, which supports citizen-sponsored ballot initiatives across the country, as a check on gerrymandered state legislatures like Ohio's. And she says, quote, there are a lot of elected officials leading state legislatures that are being unapologetic, brazen, relentless about the fact that they don't care what voters think on this issue and that their ideological stance is going to dictate the outcome. And she's right. Right-wing politicians know they can't get majority support once voters know what they really stand for. So, like Republicans in Wisconsin in 2010, you win power promising things like local control. Then you win, you redraw the maps, you start removing local control, you start removing majority respect for the voters, and pretty soon the minority has taken control. And that's how in Ohio, 41% of people could block constitutional changes that the majority wants. David DeWitt of the Ohio Capital Journal reminds us of just how corrupt this is, because Ohio Republicans a few months ago actually eliminated August special elections, saying that they cost too much money. But now they're coming back and creating one this coming August because they feel like it as a way to, again, change the rules. It's kind of funny how that fiscal conservatism only exists when it's politically convenient, huh? By the way, as I mentioned, Ohio Republicans are also in power simply because of gerrymandered maps after two Trump-appointed federal judges overruled the Ohio Supreme Court in a matter that continues to go on there, much like in Wisconsin. Usually, you know, redistricting is something you hear about once every 10 years, but you're going to hear about this throughout the decade yet until a lot of these corrupt maps are finally dealt with and made right again and made more representative. Let's look at Missouri, where last week, you'll recall, an unarmed black teenager was shot and wounded after going to the wrong house to pick up his younger siblings. He was shot by an old white guy who'd been jacked up on fear from years of watching right-wing TV. And in Missouri, Republican legislators had a rather unusual reaction to all that. Rather than talk about, you know, gun safety measures, they passed a bill allowing guns to be carried on public transportation buses and in houses of worship over the objections of pastors, rabbis, others who don't want guns in their churches and synagogues and temples and mosques and what have you. But again, you don't have to listen to the will of the people if you want what you want and are willing to ram through the result. Over in Montana, Republicans are not only sticking to banning care for transgender youth, they're moving to censure one of their colleagues, a trans woman, for criticizing them about the bill. I mean, talk about your snowflakes, right? The Republicans repeatedly and intentionally misgendered the fellow legislator and accused Representative Zoe Zephyr of hateful rhetoric. And here's what else should get you worked up. During debate on a separate bill about gender issues, the Speaker of the Montana House refused to recognize Representative Zephyr to allow her to speak on the bill. So say what you will about the bill's contents, but refusing to recognize somebody duly elected on the floor of the legislature because they were afraid of that person is nothing but bullying in a nicer building. Bullying is a better option for Montana Republicans than respecting democracy. The Montana legislature took up several measures targeting transgender people last week. Representative Zephyr says she was aware that there would be such bills, but she had hoped Republicans would spend more of their time on the serious issues affecting their constituents, like an affordable housing crisis. To transgender people like herself, Zephyr had a message. She said, "We're going to win in the end. These bills will go down ultimately in the courts. We will find support in our community. And someday legislatures will stop bringing harmful bills like the ones we see. Until that happens, lean on your community and stay alive." A very heartfelt message to the trans community and their allies from the representative from Montana. We will take a break and have more coming up in just a bit. This is Up North News Radio. You can get our daily newsletter just by going to upnorthnewswi.com. Click on newsletter in the top banner. We'll be back.
You are listening to WAU.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
my brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org, a public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies today with a chance for mixed precipitation changing to all rain. High temperatures reach up to 44. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times again. Tonight, lows level off around 32. Mainly cloudy skies. 47 tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
I did not. I thought about it, and then I was like, you know what? I don't need to spend more money right now, so I decided not to.
Okay, and about how many records do you have?
Maybe like 30-ish.
Okay, all right. Kristen, vinyl?
I have my mom's record collection from the 50s and 60s.
Ooh, Okay.
Mm-hmm. I probably have 300.
Do you have something to play it on?
I do. My kids got me a turntable for Christmas one year.
Oh, that was nice. Okay.
They were so proud of themselves.
See, and I'm definitely in the old curmudgeon category where I say, yeah, I did that. I also used to watch black and white TV, and my grandma had one of those washing machines with a wringer where you know, would wring the clothes out because the dryer had. So we have digital music. Why would I want vinyl? And now this is where you both tell me, oh, Pat, you couldn't be more wrong. And there's something about the crackle. There's something about the way it skips when it gets a scratch on it, right?
It's charming.
Is that it?
Yeah, and plus the physicality of just like having your big old album. And
The physicality of having to get up and move it to the next song if you don't like the song that's on, right?
Who does that? Whoever does that?
People who don't like the song they're hearing, which is why they go to the next song. That's why they had a fast forward button on cassette players as well. So, and on CD players.
I feel like it's more of an event. Like you really have to be paying attention to the music playing instead of just turning something on and it's just on.
I guess
so. We're more used to.
Well, when I saw a news story about it over the weekend, and this was in the Twin Cities, I saw a station there when I was in Rice Lake over the weekend, and they were talking about one of the old classic record stores called they had a chain there called the Electric Fetus.
Uh-huh.
And in Eau Claire, remember, you could hear nothing but radio commercials back in the day for Truckers Union. And of course, if you're in the eastern part of the state, Aaron, I think you're gonna know this one. Aaron, say it with me. The exclusive company.
Oh, I wasn't sure. Yeah. But yeah, I've gotten a couple from there.
Not anymore.
Oh, they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
That was what I grew up with, was the exclusive company in Appleton.
Yeah.
That was where I bought all my records.
Oh, those commercials were everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to get that note out.
They had everything. I mean, you wanted some obscure dance hit from Europe, it was there.
Mm-hmm. that is true. And that was half the fun. It was like, you know, the comic book store. You're looking for, you know, just the right edition of such and such a thing. Whereas I know I'm just parked on my butt all day and I can look up things on the internet if I want to see something rare. But
right. Anyway,
if you had a favorite record store, if I'm missing a chain or if I'm missing the point on vinyl, or if you have something you want to recommend, you can feel free to give us a call at 844-967-2789 or 715-388-7155. We would love to hear from you, especially as we talk about music every morning at 6:50, along with a little history lesson. So if you want to give us some advice or set me straight on vinyl, please go right ahead and do that. Kristen, let's turn to I'm sorry. You had your hand up.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to UFO in Green Bay,
which is
just nostalgic. It's fun. It's just really fun and it's great. And it's a small business and highly recommended. If you're in northeastern Wisconsin, stop in and visit UFO.
Where's that about? Is that downtown or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Let's talk about a couple of things that have been in the news. Late last week, the U.S. Supreme Court made a decision, although not a permanent decision, on mifepristone, which is one of the medications used for abortion and to manage miscarriages and things like that. And Kristen, as an OBGYN, you were watching this all week long. So what can you tell us about your interpretation of what the Supreme Court did in allowing its use to continue nationwide?
Mifepristone the Supreme Court kept mifepristone FDA approved and available, which for us in Wisconsin means that we will continue to use it to manage miscarriages. That's really the only use that we have in Wisconsin since abortion is banned in Wisconsin, essentially. But in other states, it means that mifepristone will continue to be able to be used for abortion. In other states, this really is a de facto abortion ban. It's just another way that the right is trying to take away people's access to the medications that provide this kind of care.
What's your view on what I've heard others say about, women who live in states like Wisconsin with bans can, if they want it, there are places, I guess, like overseas where they can have this sent to them. Is that a realistic option?
Oh, yeah. It's the only option for a lot of people who live in banned states.
So what you're saying is some of these places that are being recommended, they have a good record.
They have a good record. Aid Access is the one that I recommend most often. Mm-hmm. People can go to Aid Access, fill out a short questionnaire, get their medications in the mail, and they can perform their own abortion if they need to. The downside is that you're doing it on your own. So as a doctor, it makes me feel like I am abandoning my patients when they need me the most. And that's just, that's not healthcare. But if that's what we need to do for now, that's what we need to do.
Well, and we may have to do things in the healthcare realm that aren't optimal for more reasons than that. And I bring that up because a new report indicates that in states with abortion bans, including Wisconsin, they have seen a steep drop in the number of applicants for OBGYN residencies. So they're coming out of med school, and then they have to go do a residency, usually a four-year residency, where you're more closely supervised at some program. And then you can go out and kind of hang your shingle and practice on your own. But you have to apply to these residencies and be accepted. And Wisconsin has a couple of them. Now, I don't have, and I don't think you have the exact Wisconsin figure. The group that put this together, the Association of American Medical Colleges, simply lumped together all the states with abortion bans. But it was a more than 10% drop in applicants. And I guess this kind of goes in the I told you so category.
Yeah, what a surprise that doctors who are not allowed to do what's best for their patients, or they might go to prison, don't want to practice in those states.
Yeah, shocking, huh?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But this is something that we were absolutely anticipating, because we talk to the medical students, we talk to the residents, we understand what's happening in that environment. There are three residency programs in Wisconsin. And actually, we have increased the number of medical schools in Wisconsin recently in acknowledgement of the rural health crisis that we have. We need more doctors in rural areas to provide care for everyone, including women's health care, which includes abortion care. But, you know, unfortunately, this has an impact on not only OBGYNs, but this report looked at all medical specialties. And the one that was hit the hardest, you're not going to like it, emergency medicine.
Sure.
Emergency medicine applications and matching in banned states went down remarkably. And those are the docs that, I mean, talk about a safety net. That's, remember George W. Bush saying, well, anybody can go to the emergency department. Well, not if you don't have a provider there to take care of you.
Exactly. It's affecting much more than OBGYN care. It's affecting overall health care and will for years to come. Frankly, even if a new Wisconsin Supreme Court later this year were to instantly overturn the ban, there's already going to be impact here because, again, at least for this 1 year, you've seen a reduction in people applying for these residencies. You've already had a tough enough time gathering, you know, recruiting and retaining doctors, especially to come to northern Wisconsin, to rural Wisconsin. The Washington Post talked to one 26-year-old resident, Lucy Brown, who had decided against some very reputable medical residencies in some states like Texas and Florida, Indiana. She ended up, going to a different state instead, where she could get all of the options that are available to her as a physician. And so from Maryland, she said, when you're in a blue state, you can give your patient all the options. But in a red state, you're like, sorry, there's nothing more we can do. And that no doctor wants to have, you know, feel that powerless, because especially because of some politicians.
I can't look my patients in the eye in those situations. That's why I'm practicing in Minnesota right now, because I just can't do it in Wisconsin. And hopefully we'll be able to get it ironed out so that we can take care of each other again. But for now, losing people like Dr. Brown, she's the best and the brightest. They also quote Dr. Nikki Zeit, who's a high-risk pregnancy doctor in Tennessee and a friend of mine. And I mean, Dr. Zeit has been fighting in the worst, the most difficult of conditions. You know, you can only keep doing this. You can only keep swimming upstream for so long before you just give in and you just can't anymore. So, I mean, Pat, I don't even know what to tell you. When I read the story, I was like, yep, that's what's happening.
Well, thank you. It is. And it is to say that it is still going to be important in every election to try to restore the rights that women had prior to this. Every election is going to be about it. But even then, the fact that, you know, certain people were allowed to, you know, be elected president and appointed the Supreme Court justices that they did, you know, I mean, again, for every for every time I'd hear, you know, well, you know, George Bush is somebody I'd like to have a beer with. Well, you can have a beer with him, but, you know, your daughter's life is, you know, it has fewer rights, and you may have put her life in danger because you want to have a beer with this guy who's going to appoint right-wing justices to the Supreme Court. These elections matter so much more than who's got nice commercials and who you want to have a beer with.
Yes, we all need politicians to stay as far away from our exam rooms as possible. We need trusted leaders, trusted people in our lives. We need science. We need evidence. We need to make our own decisions for ourselves. And that does not include having a politician in on the conversation.
And if you missed it earlier in the hour, I talked about how in Ohio, abortion rights supporters are about to get a constitutional amendment on the November ballot that would, you know, allow essentially, you know, the standards of Roe v. Wade to come back into effect in Ohio. But Republicans who have gerrymandered maps are going to rig things further. They're going to call a special election for August for a measure that says, oh, we're going to change the rules. Constitutional amendments can't pass by a majority anymore. They got to have a supermajority of 60%. And they come right out and say it's because of the abortion issue. It really is. It's zealotry is what it is. You have zealots who are willing to trample on democracy and, you know, rig the election process so that a minority of people can get their way.
That constitutional amendment in Ohio is a game changer for them. The way that they are having to take care of their patients right now does not serve the people of Ohio whatsoever. 99% of people would be able to get the care that they needed if they're able to pass this amendment. And the people of Ohio know it. This is just, like you said, Pat, I mean, this is just not democracy.
No, and it's something that, again, we continue to bang that drum. Others will continue to, because this is just not your ordinary run-of-the-mill political issue. This is an issue in the real lives of women and their families every day. This is not an election day thing. This is a 365-day thing that, again, you have Wisconsin Republicans now saying, well, maybe we'll carve out some exceptions for rape and incest in the 1849 ban. And the point is to get that message to them that that's not good enough.
I'd like them. That's the one time I'd like them in the exam room, to sit with me and hear a victim of rape or incest explain what happened and go through the trauma and have them really understand what happens and that this is a person that we're dealing with, not a political football. This is not, we're not pawns. This is real life.
It is. Now, when we come back, we will take things on a different level. We will again talk about this day in history. We'll take a little music break, and we're going to talk about Booyah. You ever have Booyah?
I love Booyah.
Do you now? Okay.
Yeah.
I honestly grew up in a neighborhood where it was like the signs were ubiquitous everywhere. Some church was having, you know, Booyah. I honestly don't know if I've ever had it. I have to think about that.
It's chicken soup.
Well, I don't give it away. We'll be back in a couple of minutes to tell you more. This is Up North News Radio.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
UK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Happy 81st birthday to Barbara Streisand.
81.
This is Stony End. I forget if it's from, like, I think 1967, something like that. It is. I would say it's my favorite Barbara Streisand song, but it's also because almost every other one of them is really slow, very syrupy or sappy. You know, I'm a woman in love, and, you know, evergreen and things like that. They're all fine songs, but let's pick up the pace here, Barbara. So that's why I like this one.
I don't think I've heard this one before.
Well, the thing is, she hasn't either. She doesn't do concerts very often, and she had never included this one. And a concert. That was probably about 10 years ago now, but she was taking requests from the audience, and all these folks were requesting.
Kreitler's out there going,
yeah, me, Stony End. And it's a great little video clip. I wish I'd have found it. She said, I honestly remember nothing about the song. I haven't sung it in, you know, 30 years. And so the band, you know, started it, and basically the whole crowd sang it to her because she didn't know the words anymore. Yeah.
That's crazy. What a fun moment.
I know. Those are some. And then, of course, she bailed out after half the song. She's like, okay, enough of that, because she wanted to sing, but she didn't know that song. So Barbara Streisand, 81 years old today. The number one song in America on this day in 1961 was from Del Shannon.
To end this misery, and I wonder,
Shannon hitting notes that would injure me if I tried to reach them with a Runaway from 1961. Now, here's a very interesting story about the song that was number one on this day in 1968, but in the United Kingdom, it wasn't anywhere near that in the U.S. Here's Louis Armstrong.
I see trees of green, red roses too. See them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself,
classic, right?
That just makes me feel happy.
What a wonderful, it's
in that mellow kind of happy way.
Number one in England. In America, it stalled at number 116 because of one jerk. A guy named Larry Newton was the president of ABC Records. He didn't like the song. He thought it was too slow. He wanted Louis Armstrong to play some other faster song. Louis Armstrong and others told him to get out of the studio, leave them alone. And so because of that, he refused to promote it. So the song never got promoted, never really charted in the U.S. until 1988, when it appeared in the movie Good Morning Vietnam and returned to the charts. Rolling Stone ranks it number 171 on the top 500 best songs of all time.
I think that used to happen a lot. It was about your promoter.
Oh yeah. Yeah, your what do they call them? Your A&R guy. Man, if they don't like you, so much power. 1979, the song was much older by that point, but on this day in 1979, Ray Charles sang Georgia on My Mind at a ceremony where it was named the official state song of Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole day through.
And again, like, what a wonderful world. You got to be in the mindset for it of just playing something slow. And, you know, you're in the right frame of mind. You're going to turn this one up because it's Ray Charles.
Yeah, it's so smooth.
One more birthday to pass along. Yeah, from this day in 1982, happy 41st birthday to Kelly Clarkson.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone.
You got a favorite Kelly Clarkson song that you want to share with us here, Kristen?
No, I don't think so. I really loved watching her on American Idol. She was the first American Idol winner.
I
kicked it off.
You know what? As I was poking around for songs and clips and things, I was never an American Idol viewer, and I always wondered what that first season looked like with her. And so on YouTube, they have like highlights of that season. And from her very first appearance, I mean, you just knew she was fearless, brash, and talent like you wouldn't believe. That voice is crazy.
Crazy. Like, not just her voice. I mean, her personality. Like, yes. Obviously, she was the package. Look what she's doing now, all these years later.
Yeah. And again, I don't, she's got a daytime talk show, which, again, while I'm not a regular viewer, every so often I hear that she did this song or that song. She's 41 years old. She's still got the pipes. Mm-hmm. They still work. Yeah. Let's see. Also born on this day, Cedric the Entertainer. Cedric Kyles was his birth name. He's 59 years old today. And it reminds me every time somebody, I'm surprised to see they're the same age as me, because I assume that they're older, and he's not. He's, yeah. He's the same age as me, which is very, very troubling for me. But
and then you see somebody who's younger, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
I can't be older than that person.
I know,
but you are.
Yes, exactly. This day in 1989, Tom Petty's first album as a solo artist, Full Moon Fever, is released. Singles included I Won't Back Down, Free Fallin', and Running Down a Dream, my favorite.
Makes me
want to
dance.
Doesn't it, though? Yeah, very good. All right, we looked at the Up North News newsletter, and I've got one audio clip to play from you. As we look back to the year 2020, when COVID was still new and scaring the hell out of everybody, and we're wondering, what is it going to take to fight this thing? We knew what it was not going to take to fight this thing, and that was not listening to not a Nobel Prize in Medicine winner, Donald Trump, who wondered out loud during a press conference, if disinfectants could be injected into people, Lysol had to issue a public advisory not to ingest its products after Donald Trump said this.
Thank you very much. So I'm going to ask Bill a question that probably some of you are thinking of if you're totally into that world, which I find to be very interesting. So supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant that knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that?
No.
Injection
okay.
Inside or almost a cleaning, because you see it gets in the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check
in your lungs.
So
you
oh, God. Finish. Okay, stop. Make it stop.
He sure is right that it does a tremendous number on the lungs.
It does a tremendous number on the lungs. Yes, it does. And then 1 year later in 2021, both Senator Ron Johnson and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, also not noted to have won a Nobel Prize in Medicine, we came under fire for criticizing their efforts to get the COVID vaccine to everyone. They were speculating that only high-risk individuals should be vaccinated when it was already crystal clear that COVID was killing many, many people who didn't fit whatever definition of high risk they were using. And then 1 year ago today, Connecticut businessman Tim Michels filed paperwork to run in the Republican primary for Wisconsin governor. We see how that went, don't we? So sometimes things work out all right.
Sometimes.
Only with a lot of work from the voters. Take a break. News, weather, and more coming back after this on Up North News Radio.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, Families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.